Thanks for trawling the shortwaves with the crew of Free Radio Skybird. Stay tuned with us for a fresh catch of independent, free-minded, free-form, and free-spirited community shortwave radio.
Wow. And welcome to the May broadcast of Free Radio Skybird here on 6070 kilohertz shortwave. We're here every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock or 1100 UTC. Coming up in the program, we're going to hear from One Deck Pete and also Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory. And in these dark and difficult times, we're going to start off with something wonderful and unique. Debuting on Free Radio Skybird, it's Radio Emmetok World Service. Now, the Radio Emmetok World Service acknowledges and celebrates the UK's first regular radio broadcast service, wireless station 2MT. The crew here is incredibly grateful to present Jim Salmon and Radio Emmetok in our broadcasts. Here's Jim to bring us into Radio Emmetok.
Hello, this is Jim Salmon from Radio Emmetok, and I'd like to say a big thank you to Fred for letting me pop in on this month's Free Radio Skybird and play you extracts from our new World Service programme. So, coming up over the next 18 minutes, here's an edited version of our programme number one. Thank you, Fred, and good wishes to all at Free Radio Skybird.
Hello, CQ.
Radio Emmetok. This is the Radio Emmetok World Service.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Emmetok.
Namaste, good morning, good afternoon or good evening. Aap jahan kahin bhi sun rahe hain, aap sabka Radio Emmetok World Service pe swagat hai.
Wherever you are, you're with Radio Emmetok.
There may be some atmospherics, there may be some jamming. There may be some oscillation. Woo! But hang on, CQ, we're just going to
And now, for the next 30 minutes, the Radio Emmetok World Service presents 2MT Remembered, the Alatra Report, Our Friends in Radio, Station Zong, and Contact.
This is Radio Emmetok.
Well, good day to you and a very warm welcome to the first in a series of programmes entitled the Radio Emmetok World Service. Our aim is to provide a radio-related entertainment and information programme and to raise awareness of the Radio Emmetok project. Radio Emmetok? Well, this is a part-time, pop-up, enthusiast, amateur, very amateur, radio station created to celebrate the UK's first regular radio broadcast service, 2MT. And over the coming months, we hope to tell the story of this small, inspiring and unique radio service, which broadcast from a wooden hut in Riddle on the outskirts of Chelmsford, Essex, on Tuesday evenings between February 1922 and February 1923. We also will be celebrating the wonderful hobby of radio listening and transmitting, past and present, and we welcome your participation. Details of how you can get in touch with us are coming up, and we look forward to hearing from you. So it just remains for me to say welcome from me, Jim Salmon, also known as 2E0RMI. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the programme.
Wherever you are with the Radio Emmetok World Service.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Emmetok. We welcome your reception reports, your wireless memories, and your comments. Send your emails to emmetok1922@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Next on the Radio Emmetok World Service, 2MT Remembered.
This is Radio Emmetok.
Welcome to 2MT Remembered, where each month we take a look at wireless station 2MT, affectionately known as 2Emmetok Riddle. 2MT commenced regular broadcasts on the 14th of February 1922 from an ex-army Marconi hut in Lawford Lane on the outskirts of Chelmsford, Essex. Led by the irrepressible Captain Peter Eckersley, the gifted team of young Marconi engineers went on to play major roles in the Marconi Company and the newly formed BBC. We'll cover the history of 2MT in future programmes, but today I'd like to introduce you to Peter Eckersley by playing a few recordings from the 1930s which give an insight into his character and his humour. First, here's Peter explaining how his interest in wireless came from his brother Tom.
My brother Tom, he was standing on the porch, winding a very black tube with very green wire. And I looked at it and I felt it and I said, what are you doing? Oh, he said, this is wireless. And from that moment, and particularly when I went up into the schoolroom above and found, polished brass balls with great sparks tearing between them. When I saw lovely, acute, ebonite instruments with needles flowing gently over a scale, the whole tactile feeling of that lovely thing so engrossed me that I said, well, I must be a wireless engineer.
And jumping ahead past 2MT and to the time when Peter Eckersley, as the first chief engineer of the BBC, was probably one of the most recognisable voices on the British airwaves and regularly broadcast advice on how to improve radio reception. Here he is in the mid-1920s.
This is London calling. Here is the chief engineer who's going to give you one of his technical talks.
Good evening, everybody. I'm going to talk tonight about fading. Fading is probably one of the most important things that one's got to consider in this whole art of wireless. You see, when a station has a particular radiation, it sends it out along the ground. Now, those waves are the waves that you want to receive, those waves along the ground. But unfortunately, a wave has sort of aerial ambitions, and shooting up skywards, it impinges on a thing we call the heaviside layer. Now, the waves that go out from the station to the heaviside layer do not suffer the attenuation they have when going along the ground. I mean, you know the sort of attenuation you suffer when you're going along the ground.
And so, now, let's listen to Peter on 2MT in 1922. Well, to be honest, that's not actually possible because there were no actual recordings made at the time. But in view of the popularity and impact of 2MT, various recreations and recollections were recorded later by original members of the team, which captured the sound and the spirit of the broadcasts. Here's Peter with the famous 2MTOC Rittle testing.
Hello, CQ. Hello, CQ. This is 2MTOC Rittle testing. This is 2MTOC Rittle testing. Hello, CQ. Hello. Hello, Ash. Hello, Ash. Ash, hello. Are the signals okay? No, they're not. Wave your hand if it's all okay. No waves? No waves at all. Curse. Kirk, is that all right in there? Kirk! No? Not? Sorry? Sorry. Well, sorry, CQ. Closing down a moment. Hello, CQ. Hello, CQ. This is 2MTOC Rittle testing. This is 2MTOC Rittle testing.
The wonderful and irreverent Peter Eckersley giving a taste of what some of the early broadcasts from 2MT sounded like in 1922. It's interesting to note that whilst there had been earlier irregular broadcasts from Marconi transmitters in Chelmsford of information and music, the audience in the UK had not previously experienced light entertainment before via this new form of communication, the wireless. So it's difficult to gauge and would be very easy to underestimate the likely immense impact these broadcasts would have had on the new listening public. Well, we will bring you more on the story and impact of 2MT in future programmes. And in the meantime, if you'd like to learn more, then please visit our website at www.emmatoc.com. That's emmatoc.com. Also available at emmatoc.co.uk and emmatoc.org. And between now and our next programme is a little quiz for you. It's just for fun, there's no prizes. You may recognise the backing music I'm using here as the Floral Dance. So, our quiz question is, what is the connection between the music or the song The Floral Dance and 2MT? And you will definitely find the answer on our website. Good luck, and more information from 2MT on the next Radio AmmaTalk World Service programme.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
This is the Radio AmmaTalk World Service.
And you seem like a friend to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening.
Wherever you are listening, welcome to Radio AmmaTalk.
Celebrating wireless station 2MT. We welcome your reception reports, your wireless memories, and your comments. Send your emails to emmatoc1922@gmail.com. Wherever you are, you're with Radio AmmaTalk.
This is Radio AmmaTalk, calling the world, calling the world.
Hello CQ, hello CQ. This is Radio Emma Talk, Chelmsford calling.
Next on the Radio Emma Talk World Service, our friends in radio.
This is Radio Emma Talk.
Our friends in radio is a chance for us to share with you our passion for all things radio, whether it be a look at a particular radio service, a radio organisation, the hobby of amateur radio, or anything else related to radio listening and broadcasting. Today, let's look at a few examples of what we could feature in future programmes. You may have guessed from the introduction to this World Service programme that I'm a radio ham, which means I hold an amateur radio licence here in the UK, and that allows me to transmit on various radio bands to other hams across the world. There are many groups who promote the interests of amateur radio, and one in particular who has done much to advance the hobby is Essex Ham. Here's Pete and Kelly with more information.
My name is Kelly. Your signal report is 5 and 9.
I do invite those that have amateur radio stations to contact the space station.
This is Golf Bravo 1, Sierra Sierra on Charlie 6.
Sierra, Bravo, Bravo, Tango.
Amateur radio satellite.
Hi, my name's Kelly.
And I'm Pete from the online amateur radio club Essex Ham.
If Radio Emma Talk has fired up your interest in radio, you might be interested in joining the oldest social media network around, amateur radio.
Getting your amateur radio license in the UK is now easier than ever before. Learn how to set up your own radio station at home and send messages around the world. Our free online course can help get you started.
If you're already an amateur, we offer lots of information and chat about the hobby at our website. Explore the world of amateur radio in the 21st century at www.essexham.co.uk.
That's Pete and Kelly from Essex Ham at essexham.co.uk. Another interest for me for much of my life has been radio listening, also known as DXing, and I'm still fascinated with picking up a shortwave radio and tuning through the bands. You never know for sure what you will hear. It could be an international broadcaster from the other side of the world, or maybe a European station closer to home. Or, of course, you may tune through the ham radio bands, or hear data signals or Morse code. And if you're lucky, you may find yourself captivated by a secret numbers station, or even the Russian buzzer UVB76. Whatever your interest, there are radio groups of like-minded people, and one in particular deserves a mention, the British DX Club. Established in 1974, BDXC has consistently produced an excellent monthly magazine called Communication, which gives a wealth of information on all aspects of broadcast DXing. Here's further details.
If you're a DXer, then you should join BDXC. BDXC produces an excellent monthly magazine called Communication, often running up to 60 pages, covering the world of shortwave, mediumwave, and FM. Plus, radio stations in the United Kingdom, the most comprehensive directory of radio stations in Britain and Ireland. For more information, visit the website bdxc.org.uk. That's bdxc.org.uk. The British DX Club, the number one DX club in the United Kingdom.
You're listening to the Radio Emma Talk World Service, and this section of our programme entitled Our Friends in Radio, where we're taking a look at broadcasters and organisations we hope to feature in more depth in future episodes. And this can also include some of the more unusual current radio stations, which are somewhat different to the mainstream commercial and BBC services. One station which immediately springs to mind is Angel Radio, unique and with a fascinating history. Angel Radio broadcasts to Portsmouth and beyond and is available online across the world via their website, angelradio.co.uk. And what makes them different is that their programmes are primarily aimed at and produced by the over 60s, making them an old-time wireless nostalgia station.
Angel Radio 101.1.
entertains and syncopates. Angel Radio informs and educates. Angel Radio inspires and stimulates. Now don't you forget, turn to Angel Radio 101.1.
Angel Radio, now on 89.3 FM across Portsmouth and the Borough of Havant, on various DAB multiplexes and online via their website angelradio.co.uk. More information about Angel Radio in a future programme, and in the meantime there are links to this station and other groups mentioned on our website on the World Service page. This is the Radio Amateur Talk World Service with me, Jim Salmon. Hello to you.
Hello CQ, hello CQ.
ये है आपका अपना The Radio Emma Talk World Service.
Radio Emma Talk.
नमस्ते, good morning, good afternoon और good evening. आप जहां कहीं भी सुन रहे हैं, आप सबका Radio Emma Talk World Service पे स्वागत है.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Emma Talk. Celebrating Wireless Station 2MT.
This is Radio Emma Talk. Calling the world from a long, low hut.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Emma Talk, celebrating Wireless Station 2MT. Wherever you are, you're with Radio Emma Talk.
Next on the Radio Emma Talk World Service, contact.
This is Radio Emma Talk.
And so to our final words today with contact. And this is where I invite you to get in contact with us and participate in our future programmes. We'd love to hear from you and look forward to saying hello. You can email us at emmatalk1922@gmail.com. That's EMMATOC. And then the numbers 1922@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website emmatalk.com for contact details. Why not let us know where and how you are listening to us, what stations you normally listen to, and let us have some of your radio memories. Oh, and by all means, send us any questions you may have for us. We will aim to reply to all emails and send out an EQSL card, and will also say hello to you in a future programme. And don't forget, if you'd like to listen to this programme again or find out more about any items featured today, then simply visit our website and click on the World Service link. Our website, www.emmatalk.com. And that, my friends, is all we have time for today. Thank you very much for listening. It's been a pleasure to be with you. And until the next time, from me, Jim Salmon, goodbye.
Radio Emma Talk.
Precisely.
Radio Emma Talk.
Precisely.
Radio Emma Talk.
Precisely.
This is Radio Emma Talk.
Precisely.
Wherever you are with the Radio Emma Talk World Service.
You're tuned into Free Radio Skybird on shortwave. Shortwave. Shortwave.
This is DJ Frederick, and it's time to reveal the mystery interval signal challenge from our previous Free Radio Skybird broadcast. The interval signal that we played for you was from Radio Vlaanderen International, which is Dutch for Flanders International Radio, and it was the international broadcasting service of the Flemish community. Shortwave and other services ended, sadly, on December 31st, 2011. I have a musical challenge for you this month. I'd like you to identify the composer and musician of the following piece of music. He composed and recorded a wealth of music for radio and television. So who is the mystery composer of the following piece of music? Let us know by contacting Free Radio Skybird at singinggrove@conknet.com. You're listening to Free Radio Skybird on 6070 kHz shortwave. And One Deck Pete is here with us with tunes to cheer us up.
One Deck Pete presents tunes to cheer you up. Cheer you up. Cheer you up. This week it's a tune called Ceremony by Mikhail Ove, the Mark Gaetani remix on Zedanubi Records. We'll be right back.
And it's time for a quick program break here on Free Radio Skybird. Give you some time to get up, stretch, sip a cup of tea, cup of coffee, or adjust your radio antenna, or take a moment to write down our address for correspondence. Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, USA. This is DJ Frederick. Welcome back to Free Radio Skybird. One Deck Pete reminds us that radio keeps us connected, and he's been sharing tunes that cheer us up. So in that spirit, I'd like to offer the following set of tunes to keep us connected and looking forward in these very difficult times. Here's a ray of hope coming to you from Free Radio Skybird.
Because the revolution's here, and Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Some may go, he will surely pay his. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the gray.
Radio fanatics of the world unite. It's time for Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory.
Welcome to the fascinating world of audio frequency equalization. Your equalizer provides you with the means to make any and all corrections that you, in your new capacity as audio playback engineer, determined to be most accurate.
Set your receivers.
Good, hello, and welcome.
welcome once again to the Radiophonic Laboratory, where the science of telecommunication meets the art of electronic music. I'm Justin Patrick Moore, and in this edition, we are going to hear a medley of circuit bent speak and spells and other devices, Wonderphonics, remixed commercial outtakes, all interspersed with sound language art. That's a lot of material in a short segment, so let's get to it. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hooked on Radio Phonics. Over the years, parents, grandparents, and teachers have reported Hooked on Radio Phonics success stories. With intensive, systematic Radio Phonics, these children learned important skills used in reading. Surprisingly, many schools do not effectively teach intensive systematic Radio Phonics. So if your child's struggling or starting out in reading, Hooked on Radio Phonics may be an answer. Remember, good Radio Phonics skills can make a difference.
Time for the letter songs. The uppercase alphabet song.
Uppercase letters that begin to reply every name but that's not all.
C is for conclusion. That's good enough for me.
Guess what?
Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
I'm over by the microwave oven now.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
70.
He said, cut it.
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet, tender and juicy. I said it. Yeah.
I like
fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
It's better.
Take two.
Carl, if you read it. Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. No.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra crisp. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty. And it's just as finger-licking good. You know? You see how... You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy. I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Crispy. 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 Whatever, but yes. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it. It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Yet it's entirely different.
Kentucky Fried Chicken Dixon.
Quiet, please.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. That real crusty, real what kind of damn
crispy
crust. It's really different. My new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from.
I like my chicken.
It's entirely different. It every bit as finger-licking good, you see. Or every bit of his finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken. I better do that again, huh?
Yes.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
Oh, again. That's why folks call it the finger. That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger-licking good. That's right. That's why folks call it. That's why folks call it finger-licking good. That's why folks call it finger-licking good.
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks. Most folks have heard about
Chicken Dixon.
Most folks have heard about
Kentucky Fried Dixon.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
Right, I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
Chicken broad, Kentucky Fiction.
C-E-F-G-H-I-J-K-L-M-N.
R-A-D-I-O-E-H-O-N-I-C.
Now, don't be frightened. I just want to help you. Now, we want to enunciate. Now, repeat after me. How now, brown cow?
How now, brown cow?
No. How now, brown cow?
How now, brown cow?
Oh, good. Okay, now that you've got it, watch the little red blinky.
Hello, Mom. This is your son, Alvin. I guess you never expected.
Eddie, are you still with him?
Kid Dixon's lousy, Harry.
You're telling me. I think we need Marty up front to help him out. You know, back him up a little. Marty, you want to go up front there, see if you can help him out?
Hi, this is Dan the Radio Man, and I approve this message. This edition of the Radio Lab has been brought to you by Hooked on Radiophonics. Even when radio signals are dithering your diction, Radiophonics will punch through the friction. With our proprietary blend of fricative frequencies and sibilant sonics, your mental transceiver will be able to telepathically dial in the station of your choice. Feeling a bit dyslexic? With one easy donation to the coffers of Free Radio Skybird, Hooked on Radiophonics will descramble your Scrabble and reprogram your circuit-bent linguistics. So get out of the mud and get hooked on Radiophonics today. It'll brighten up your ionosphere.
I'm going to try not to make a hash out of the mishmash. Let's decipher what we've been listening to. Our background music has been the song Swing Largo by People Like Us from the album A Bridge Too Far, as well as Canti Illuminati by Alvin Karan. We heard some circuit bending from Joan the Maperos with the track Objeto Señor. We listened to some Plunderphonics from John Oswald on the track DAB, D-A-B, Delta Alpha Bravo. And we listen to Negative Land with the piece Chicken Diction off the Happy Heroes EP, Echo Plunderphonics. Thanks for keeping your mind free in regards to this music, and until next time, I hope to hear you out there in the ether.
Thank you, Justin, and that's going to wrap it up for this transmission of Free Radio Skybird. Free Radio Skybird is produced by myself, DJ Frederick, and it's broadcast on shortwave via channel 292 and features Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory, One Deck Pete with amazing music mixes, and the Skybird Mailbag Program. Shane Quentin with Radio Reflexology. Our interval signal and opening theme is by Madtone. Our Free Radio Skybird logo was created by Steve. Our delightful social media graphics are curated by One Deck Pete. For all of us here at Free Radio Skybird, I'm DJ Frederick saying, remember, wherever and whenever you're listening on the planet, connect with your community. Feel all of the feelings. Radio connects us all. So keep your radio free, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free. Thanks for listening.
Sky blue.